When the boy, who is no longer a boy, looks at that old photo now, he doesn't see a happy family, a mama, a daddy with an arm around her waist, hand on the boy's head, his kid sister's face mostly hidden by cotton candy. He only remembers what came after too many times to count. Another crash in the kitchen, another slammed and locked door, and the sounds coming from behind it masked by too loud music. The boy, who is no longer a boy, remembers one early winter morning, 3 a.m., Mama wakes him up from sweet and sour dreams before Daddy gets home from chasing tail. Daddy's demons out chasing him. Mama's hands steer the boy to the garage where his sister is already strapped to the back seat of their minivan. He climbs in front, looks back at his sleeping sister, the four garbage bags crammed around her bursting with clothes. The cooler they took on picnics in the summer means they're going somewhere far. Through the window, the silent world is a frostbitten grave. The boy is his mother's child. He doesn't ask questions as they drive away from the house. Not to the grocery store, not to the library, not to the bank, not to school, but to the highway. They keep driving north until the world is nothing but a blur of sunlight and snow. When the boy who is no longer a boy looks at that photo now, he doesn't remember much except what happened after that day. His mama white-knuckling the wheel, her face a crossroads, and he remembers her voice murmuring every time they cross a state line. Almost there, babies. We're almost there.